producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's here during this hour of the program each week. And speaking of weeks, we're going to overview the top stories according to the Talkers Research for the week of September the 28th to the 2nd of October. Can you imagine, Michael, we are into the last quarter of the year, October, November, December, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then the start of a new year. New excitement.
And then a new Christmas.
Right. And then a new, right, exactly. More of the top.
I can't believe it's October. I mean, it's already
very difficult to wrap yourself around that, isn't it, huh? Under the circumstances. All right, so we're going to spend the hour here educating you as to what's going on in the world conversationally, according to the research done on the News Talk Radio programs that you like listening to. The very fact that you're here listening to us means that you like the focus, you like the format. A lot of great radio stations around the country with great hosts have got lots to say. So let's see what see. That's probably not the right word. Let's listen to Michael as he brings us the overview of the top 10 items on the Talkers Charts this week. Because after all, this is a radio program. We don't have a lot of people want us to hook up a camera so they can look at you and me.
Now they don't want to see us literally, but they do want to see us figuratively.
Yes.
And I think the word see is appropriate.
I think it's okay.
In a broader sense means to indicate, to observe facts and information.
Right.
You know, and so here we are as we enter what we used to call on the music side of things Rocktober. Do you remember that? Rocktober. I wonder if there's any stations out there that still say that. We thought we were so clever back in the 70s with that. Actually, it was clever.
Yeah.
At number 10, we have National Football League action and Major League Baseball playoffs. October is a great month for sports. At number 9, the Powerball jackpot. At number 8, Hurricane Joaquin. At number 7, I love this one, Water on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
At number 6, this one's kind of quirky, the GOP speaker controversy. Open mouth, insert foot. At number 5, the Oregon, that's the way it's pronounced, college massacre. At number 4, Planned Parenthood hearing. We have Pope Francis's visit aftermath at number 3. At number 2, we have the Trump tax plan and the 2016 presidential race. And at number 1, we have U.S.-Russia-Syria tensions. It's like the good old days. We have problems with Russia. At number 10 on the People Survey, we have Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, two leading quarterbacks of the football world. At number 9, we have John Boehner and Kevin McCarthy, who wants to take over his position but probably set himself back in that effort. Jason Chaffetz and Cecile Richards at number 8. At number 7, Pope Francis, and Kim Davis is tied with the Pope. She was involved with him. Vladimir Putin and Bashar Assad at number 6. At number 5, we're getting to political players Hillary, Bernie, and Joe. At number 4, Chris Christie, Jeb Bush, and Marco Rubio. At number 3, Ted Cruz, Carly Fiorina, and Ben Carson. At number 2, the man of the year, Donald Trump. And at number 1, the other man of the year, Barack Obama. And there you go. What an interesting bunch of stories and characters.
Lots of people. I have an audience this week. I'm at the Business Evolution Conference in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where I have been for the past couple of days, and I'm doing the countdown from there as well this morning. And there are a lot of people who are in the hallway here. I'm in the hallway at the Hilton Hotel, and people are gathered around. Unfortunately, they can't hear you. They can only hear me.
So they think that you're a crazy man talking to yourself.
I'm talking to myself. Yes, exactly. How
about
that?
You know what's going to happen? Somebody's going to come up to you in the middle of this broadcast and ask you where there's a good restaurant in town. They're going to think you're the concierge.
Yes, they might do that. Or they might have had too much to drink and they, hey, well, I want to get on the radio there, pal.
So do you have like a setup? Are you on the phone or are you talking into a microphone?
This looks like a real radio setup. In fact, it is. I am in the real radio world. So it looks like and sounds like I'm in a real radio station. But there are more and more, and that's something we ought to talk about a little bit. More and more in the world of News Talk Radio, there are these things called remotes, where people, because the technology is so good today, the people who are on the air can carry their programs to events, to things where they want to sound like they're reporting live from the scene, and not just do a report, but have people talk about their reactions to things. You know, there's a big fire in downtown Peoria. We'll go there, and I don't know if you can do a program and or need to do a program from a fire, but you understand. Altogether, though, we tend to reserve these things for political economic purposes, but mostly these broadcasts, remote broadcasts, come from political events, which is okay, but it's kind of sad because there's so many other things going on in the country that would be really good, really cool. What's the best remote, as you think back to your career, the best on-location broadcast you ever did? Remember?
The best on-location broadcast I ever did was back in the early 80s. I don't remember the year, maybe 1981. I was the general of an army of broadcasters that covered live the US Festival out in California. And I was running KMET at the time, and I had about 20 broadcasters with, and this is back before internet.
Yep.
I had about 20 broadcasters over this multi-acre area. It was like a Woodstock. It was bigger out in the San Bernardino Desert. Steve Wozniak of Apple Computers was behind it, and it was a massive rock concert. And I had about 20 broadcasters, each one of them with walkie-talkies that were plugged into our central remote area. And I was the central hub. I was the anchor of it. Mm-hmm. And I ran this thing for 3 days. And it was amazing. It was by far my most challenging broadcasting, strategic experience. Mm-hmm. And it went very, very well. And so that was the highlight of my remote career. I do want to mention, though, for listeners, that you know what the most prevalent form of remote broadcasting is today in talk radio?
No.
And it's
sure.
Not political events. It's people broadcasting from their dining room table in their underwear from home. I'm serious. You know what?
Such
right.
is what happens on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I'm not in my dining room. I'm in my studio, but I am in my underwear.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are broadcasting in their underwear, and it sounds just like it's at a radio station. Of course, I do think the sound of radio has deteriorated in the past 20 years. That's a whole other story.
Yeah,
I think radio sounded, the actual sonic of it was better in the old days.
Well, there's a controversy around that too. What the FCC ought to be doing to enhance AM radio signals, they aren't for whatever the reason. Another disservice of the government that we pay for, and we don't get anything as a result, or we get very little back. The FCC fumbles and bumbles and boots things around that are political instead of dealing with the quality of an asset that many people have owned and put their blood, sweat, and tears in to keep these radio stations going, and the quality is disgraceful.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. A lot of it is because of all of the radio frequencies and static in the air from the computer age. That's hurt AM signals tremendously.
Yep.
But there are remedies to these things, and for economic and political reasons, they have not been pursued, and it is a tragedy.
It's a disgrace.
Don't get started on the state of
AM and FM
radio.
We're going to pause for a moment. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, here overviewing, with ancillary comments, the items that are big in the News Talk Radio world for this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/choice or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm a pair of designer shoes so expensive my owner had to give up half decaf skim vanilla lattes just to afford me. So you can imagine my terror when a pipe burst and the apartment started flooding. There I was, trapped in the closet, water rushing all around me. But what was I to do? I'm a 6-inch stiletto. It's not like I can run.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit GEICO.com today.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the 4 Healthiest Hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screenings sponsored by United Healthcare and Pfizer Vaccines. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for help choosing the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio every week at this time, 52 weeks a year. We're into the stories and the people. You mentioned Donald Trump and Barack Obama. Barack Obama wasn't so visible. And by the way, it's interesting how people who are running as Republicans are running against Barack Obama. He's not the candidate. I don't hear Donald Trump mention Barack Obama much. The interesting thing that Trump said this week was if he bombed, he would get out. But I'm wondering why he thinks, and psychologically why he addressed that if, because a lot of people would like him to drop out, it would seem. And I was wondering if there's something in him that may be loosening up in terms of his own believability in himself.
No, I think that he's worried about the exit strategy if he should suddenly find himself in a dogfight. What's so beautiful for him in terms of his ego, his narcissism, his surprise, I think, at how well he's doing, is that it's been just absolutely easy so far.
Yeah.
He's been, you know, almost anointed with pixie dust. No matter what he says or what he does, his approval ratings are high, and he came running right out of the box with statements that would have destroyed other candidates, and he did well. So I think that he's worried, how will I handle it if I'm actually in a race where I might lose?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he wants to lose.
No.
So I think that he would jump out before he saw that happen, just the way he jumped out of Atlantic City before he saw it collapse.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty good at being a strategist, and that's what you need to have. You got to have a strategy here, as you do have to have a strategy no matter how you're, whether you're a radio person, you're running a business, you want to marry the person who you think is the love of your life, whatever it is, we all need to have strategies, and sometimes some people are better at it than others.
A lot of people don't understand the importance of an exit strategy. They consider it a failure, and the bigger failure is hanging in too long and throwing good money after
and embarrassing yourself. Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll continue. I'm at a business conference, and I want to focus on one of the things as it applies to the news talk radio world in a matter of moments. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Roundup, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Coast. 23 and change past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. The conference that I'm at, as you can hear me in the background, I'm in the lobby of the Hilton Hotel in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania for the Business Evolution Conference. And the main focus, or one of the really main focus, I never get that plural right. Anyway, whatever the right word is, the focus has been on women in business. And because I'm the only broadcaster other than the man who's running the conference, he's a great broadcaster, we were talking last night at dinner with some of the women who are in attendance at this event, Women in Business. And we started talking, because they knew I was in radio, about how many women there are or aren't doing good news talk radio programs, and I had no defense. They weren't trying to put me on the defensive, but we were having a conversation, because during the course of this event the last couple of days, we've talked a lot about women in business, women managers. Women are better at many roles, and they don't get recognition because we still have the men dominating too much business in our country, and therefore we suffer. And I wonder if we suffer in the news talk radio world because we don't have any more women than we do. What do you think?
We suffer in the news talk radio world because of a lot of problems that we have.
Yeah.
And interestingly, I guess defense wasn't the word, but explanation for why there are so few women in news talk radio on the air
looking,
and management.
I'm looking at the top talk audiences that you've published in Talkers Magazine this past month. There are three women who are in the top ten. Stephanie Miller, Laura Ingram, and Kim Komando. And they are all very good broadcasters, as are the other people that are included in this list. Do you think there ought to be more women? Are there more women who are coming up? Or we just don't?
I think there should be more women if more women want to do it.
Well, okay, that's the question. Yeah.
Yeah, if women want to do it, I think there should be more women. If women are capable of doing it and being held out of it, then there should be more women. If women are not interested in doing it or haven't chosen to go into it on the same level men have, well, then that's the way the cookie crumbles. Interesting you bring this up, and it almost sounds contrived, but it's not. You had no way of knowing that next week we are launching a three-part series in Talkers, a major, major three-part article exploring the state of women in talk radio, this very topic. And it's almost as if, like, you've jumped the gun.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
At all.
So next week, next week's countdown, we should discuss it. But,
yes.
But I'll give you a little preview. We're not sure why. We're not sure. It could be because there's a glass ceiling. It could be because most of the managers are men. It could be because women just haven't gravitated toward going into this end of broadcasting. There certainly is not a bias against women in general in radio. There are many, many females on the air in music radio. And look, the new CEO of the second largest company in radio that was just appointed this week in a major shakeup at Cumulus is a woman. So a woman is running now one of the biggest chains and broadcasting organizations in the history of the industry. So it's a complicated issue. It really has to do with, in my opinion, what leads people to be attracted to go into different areas of the arts. And maybe women just historically have not been drawn to want to be in talk radio as much.
Why? Do you think it's because it's too aggressive, too angry? Some people think that's the problem with some of the news talk radio programs. They're not fun. They're just angry old white men. And they're angry because of fill in the blank, and they want to, I mean, you listen to some of these things. I say things that should. Some of these people. Some of the things they talk about.
Some of these androids. Well, I don't know. I have nothing against angry radio. What I don't like is the dearth of happy radio. I don't think it has to be one or the other. Why can't it be all?
There's got to be.
There are plenty of reasons to be angry. You know.
Let's examine that in a moment here as we continue. The top talk topics, stories from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, time for us now to move along. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here with an overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. We start with an overview of the 10 top stories. Sometimes we pick and choose some of the stories and have insight into them from Michael's perspective. And I thought maybe we ought to, I mentioned a few earlier on, a few of the women who are in the talk radio business. I'm looking at the list of the top talk radio audiences for this year. You do this every year, list the top 10 people, and there are usually more than 10 because there are a lot of hosts that fit into a category where they're bunched together with about the same size audience.
Right.
In this list, I reference Kim Komando and Stephanie Miller and Laura Ingram. And I was asking, for those of you who are just joining us, why there aren't more women represented, not only here but in the business. But perhaps you'd like to go through this list, because we have not done this on the countdown, and this list has been out for not a long time. It's just out, kind of. But if people are not aware of it, you can go to talkers.com and go to Talkers Magazine and look at the list of the top talk radio audiences and hosts. So, Michael, help yourself.
I don't have it.
Knock yourself out. Oh, are you really? Oh, so then I can.
I mean, I don't have it memorized, no. But I mean, why don't people just go and take a look at it? But there are names on there, like you know, Dr. Joy Brown,
yep.
who is a very, very legendary host. I mean, Dr. Mm-hmm. Joy Brown should be even bigger than she is.
Yes, she should.
You know, but she doesn't do politics on the same level. Mm-hmm. So she's, you know, she does relationships, but she's a wonderful host. My gosh, one of the best in the business. She should be on more stations, and she should even be bigger.
Yeah.
But now we have 2 features at talkers.com. One is called the Heavy 100. general talk, and that's subjective. And then we have something that's more, quantitative, is the top audiences. People can go to talkers.com and see both of those. We also have the heavy hundred of sports talk. And you know something? We're putting that together right now for publication in the next couple of weeks. And there are some women on that. Talk about women in news talk. How about women in sports talk? And women are starting to enter that arena, no pun intended. So, it's a complicated topic. As I said, we're going to be publishing this story. Next week would be a great time for us to delve into it a little bit more in depth.
Right. I think, in general, what I was thinking about was, the people who are doing this that are most often national in scope. And when I talk about the top audiences, by the very nature that they're doing a national program, but there are some very successful local hosts who challenge many of the numbers that the national hosts have just in one market. I'm thinking of a couple of people in Los Angeles, for example, and perhaps New York. But L.A., maybe Bill Handel, I think, probably is the best example of that, don't you think?
Bill Handel and John and Ken over at KFI audiences locally in L.A. that are much larger than many syndicated hosts. I think the area, people wonder about how big our audience is. I think you have to have about 1 million listeners a week to be in that upper echelon, whether it comes from national or whether it comes from local. And the only markets that could be big enough to really provide 1 million for anybody would be New York or Chicago or L.A. After that, it's hard for a local host to compete in this top 10 with, some of the national hosts. I mean, you've got some very big names out there. You've got Rush, you've got Sean, you've got Dave Ramsey, you got you. There's Mark Levin, people like that, Glenn Beck. These guys have audiences in several millions, and that's because they're on in New York and L.A. Yeah. and Chicago and San Francisco. I mean, it's Michael Savage. But you can have a pretty sizable audience if you're in a big city, and usually a really, really, really good local host will beat in the ratings locally a really good big-time national host.
All right. Let's take the opposite end of the spectrum. We're talking about all the heavy hundred and the people who get big audiences and the people who have been around for a long time. Let's extol the value and virtue of the newest and perhaps youngest talk personality, as a young fella whose name I think is Calden Cowger. Is that how you pronouncing his name? This is the supposedly youngest person doing a syndicated program. He's 17 years old. What's his story?
He works for a Christian radio network, mm-hmm. and he's on, I believe, four stations now. And I'm not totally sure of his story. He sort of popped on the scene. We covered him on Friday, so it's new news to me.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation with Kevin Casey, our executive editor, about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think what
intrigues me about this idea, you said something that even intrigues me more. Not only the fact that he's 17 years old and he can command an audience, because if he's got four or five stations are listening to what he's talking about, then he's got it. Reminds me of another kid that has been around for a while, Ben Ferguson, who started, I think when he was 20 years old or something like that. And he's still on, and he does a good, credible job. I started when I was 17, but I was...
Yeah, when you and I started, we weren't telling people how to run the government.
No.
When I was 19 and 18, I was telling Crosby, Stills, and Nash how to mix their records better.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to be honest with you. I find the idea of a 17-year-old telling the President of the United States how to run the budget or how to negotiate with Syria to be kind of cute, but come on.
Thank you.
there's a point past which,
it's absurd.
Let's not be silly.
Yeah, it's pretty absurd. But anyway, I mean, it's an idea. It'll get him some attention. It already has. I mean, you and I are talking about him.
I haven't heard him, so I don't know whether he's good or not. I'm sure he's quite good, but I'm talking in a general sense. I believe life experience has it's priceless.
Yeah.
And when you're on the radio every day, 3-4 hours a day, 5 days a week, if you don't have your stuff together and you don't have life experience, you're eventually exposed as lacking.
Yeah, you
just can't carry it off on a day-to-day level. Don't you find that when the rubber hits the road, it's your life experience that comes into play that makes you sustainable?
Yeah, that's what people want to hear. What have you done? What are your stories? What are your experiences? And I don't know that he started to shave yet. I know I wasn't shaving when I was 17.
He started to shave. You know, one of the biggest dangers when you're on the radio or you're a writer is you discover something that everybody else knows, and you discover it for the first time, and you think you've discovered it. And you go on and you say, wow, listen to this. And like everybody rolls their eyes. And you never know for sure whether or not you're breaking a concept, it's an original angle, it's a profound thought, or you're just the last to know, the last in the room to know. And you're going off about it, and everybody is like going, where's this guy coming from? And that's the risk of having somebody who's in their early 20s engage in this game. I do have to say that the commonly used expression, oh, these angry old white guys, is a ageist and a racist statement.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear it all the time. Like people should apologize for being white or old. And I don't think there's anything wrong with old white guys with wisdom, as long as old black guys and gals are not held out or people of other colors. But to pick one and say, oh, that's no good, is just as bad as not letting somebody else in.
All right, I want to talk to you about something that I learned also at this conference in a moment. As we continue, Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're discussing issues that have been discussed on the radio, the news talk radio stations around the country, for the week ending October the 2nd, 2015. I'm Doug Steffen.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the Four Healthiest Hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screenings. Sponsored by Tylenol and Metamucil, plus stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for answers to all your questions about how to choose the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
The latest Allstate National Journal Heartland Monitor poll reveals 79% of Americans say they go online at least once a day, and 69% think it's necessary to own the latest devices. Bob Wasserman is Senior Vice President of Marketing at Allstate.
Digital capabilities are a great way for consumers to connect, to be informed of news, to hear about topics that are of interest to them. And the Allstate Heartland poll really picked up that thread as we listened to what's important to consumers.
Most Americans say their quality of life has improved because of technology. But there are times they will always prefer personal interactions, like the ones they can find only at local businesses.
The Allstate Heartland poll really reinforced the importance of a local business, but it doesn't mean that digital is not an important part of that relationship. In fact, it's an important way that a local business can supplement their presence.
The survey also revealed Americans think volunteering for a cause makes a bigger impact than simply sharing information through social media. Learn more at heartlandmonitor.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh. I felt like canceling, but then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the Four Healthiest Hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screening. Sponsored by One A Day VitaCraves and Sandoz. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for answers to all your questions about how to choose the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
So back again, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, a part of Talkers.com. You can see Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, all sorts of things. I'm not comparing this to TuneIn Radio, but you can hear this on TuneIn Radio and Stitcher Radio and all the other. My God, there's so many different ways. I was looking at a study of millennials at a conference, and the conference in Pennsylvania, the Business Evolution Conference, is focused on millennials, how they are getting their media, the fact that people who are under the age of 30, well, we were told by some that they don't pay any attention to the radio. That turns out not to be true at all. They just have they have a desire to not only listen to the radio and real-time programming, but they also have the desire, and now with the technology, we have the capability of getting programs when they want to get them, podcasts, whether they're doing television, whatever it is, they can get it. But one of the things that has also come out of this is a conversation about women, and we were talking about that a little bit earlier, the differentiation of the kinds of things that women are doing, and the criticism that women act like men, and whether or not women sound like men who are doing talk radio programs. That was one of the things that came up. They asked me about that, whether women who do talk radio, because the inference is that women who are in business and the women who are in politics get to sound like and act like men. And I wonder how far we go with that.
Well, I mean, again, this is complicated stuff. I mean, there are certain aspects of life that historically have been occupied by the masculine side of the species. I mean, soldiers, fighters, warriors,
yep.
Boxers, football players,
it's all going up in smoke, all of those things. Now women participate in all of the things you just enumerated. All
if
of
they
them.
Want to. If they want to, they should be
able to. And they ought to be able to.
There are some women that are tougher than some men.
Yep.
There are some women that are more masculine than some men.
Yep.
So how do you want to approach it, from the individual versus individual, or the generalization of the numbers?
That
you know,
speaks to... Go ahead.
The problem is societies need to have some kind of role expectation, or it becomes chaotic. If there's absolutely no roles, then it's chaotic. The problem is when the roles become restrictive and you're chained to a life of servitude that you have to... Then it becomes a caste. So the idea is to have definable roles, but not have them so inflexible that a person doesn't have the freedom to choose the kind of life they want.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going through such a period right now where we're redefining the roles in our society, and obviously one of the major delineations is male and female roles.
Right.
Unless you just want to close your eyes to the biological reality that there are differences between the genders in general.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have intelligence and the ability to have abstract reasoning to deal with this fairly and accurately. And I think we're just going through changes right now in that regard.
Well, I think the other thing that has come up here, and we've talked about it before, the bias, anybody uses anything, it's women and men, it's age, old and young, it's black and white and other nationalities or traditions. There's also the rich and the poor. I mean, it's anything that we can use to separate ourselves instead of figure that we could all work together much better if we'd forget some of these things. But these influences come across on the radio, I think, a lot, don't you?
Well, yeah, the radio is a reflection of a society. It's a reflection of life. And obviously, when the society is all screwed up in terms of what it expects of itself and how it defines itself and what kind of opportunities it gives its members, that'll be reflected in the radio. It'll be reflected in television. It'll be reflected in everything. And we're going through such a change right now. We're going through a very messy time. We're also going through a very exciting time. And it has the potential to be the beginning of a golden era, or it has the potential to be the beginning of a real dark age. And we're poised at that juncture. And hopefully we collectively can do something about it. Individually, sometimes it really feels as though we're helpless.
Yeah. I want to mention one thing as we end up here. We were talking about this young fellow, 17-year-old boy, and that's what he is, a 17-year-old kid, who's doing a radio program. No matter, and this was not meant to be disparaging. We are not interested in discouraging people. We love the idea. I can say this for Michael. I know we want a farm club. We want people to come along. We want people to try their hand at this. That, and whatever we said was in no way meant to discourage him or others from doing this. We just sort of chuckled at some of the positions this fellow was taking because he said his idol was Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin and stuff, so he's trying to sound like them. Sound like yourself. That would be the advice Michael and I would have for you. Be yourself on the radio. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here on the weekly Talk Radio Review called the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Time now for us to overview the Talkers charts for the week of September 28th to the 2nd of October with our legal expertise. The legal expertise doesn't come from me. It comes from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's here with us. The items that are on this list have three or four, and they usually do each week, three or four different items that have legal ramifications. And I love Steve's ability to create in the listener's mind a visual sort of the story and how it gets to the bottom line. And I think our poll this week at DougSteffen.com, focusing on credit cards with chips, maybe says it all as we lead into what is the number nine item this week on the countdown, Steve. Do you have new credit cards with chips? Let's see, 29% of those who responded said, I just got mine in the last month. 27% said, some of mine have chips, some of them don't. 26% said, none of mine have chips. 10% said, yeah, I've had them for a while. And 7% said, I don't know. I don't have. I have four credit cards. None of them have chips. Do you have chips in yours?
I do. Actually, I keep two credit cards. Both of them do. And glad you brought it up because there's a lot of misleading information.
Well, I wanted that. That's what I want. The legal responsibility here shifts with the new law that started October 1st, making the vendors liable if you're not protected. And so this chip is supposed to be protecting everybody, but 60% of the people don't have these cards yet, and the businesses don't seem quite to know how to make them work easily and quickly.
Yeah, and it's a really, it's an easy technology. It's been developed for a long time. It's been used for many years throughout the rest of the world. We've been using 1960s magnetic strip technology that has been responsible for the large data breaches at Target and others. And the only reason they didn't change, it was going to cost them money. But it, ultimately, it cost us money because they would pass those costs on to us. So now, this rule that goes in or went in on October 1st is going to pass the liability for fraudulent use of credit cards to whoever isn't doing it among the two. The credit card issuers, if they're not issuing the cards, they're going to be responsible. If they've issued the cards and the stores don't have the processing equipment, they're going to be responsible. So we as consumers, we don't have anything to worry about, but it'll be much, much better, easier, safer, and convenient for us to use them. But the second half of that story is the, you know, as always, the danger and the details, the devil in the details. There are going to be scammers out there because, as you indicated, millions of people still don't have these cards yet, who are going to be sending you emails saying, click here, confirm this information, we're from Visa, we're from MasterCard, to send you your new chip card. Don't do it. It is probably not from your credit card company. If you get something and you have a question, flip your card over, go to the 800 number on the back and call them. Don't click on a link, anything having to do with your card.
All right. Experience announced this week that one of its business units was hacked. The breach occurred on a server that contained data from T-Mobile. So if you were applying for a loan and used an iPad through, it's connected to your server through T-Mobile, you were hacked, and not if you had if you got Verizon or Sprint or AT&T, you weren't. I guess I wonder about the software, whether or not people that have T-Mobile are thinking, my protection must not be as good at T-Mobile as it might be the other place. I should change.
No, actually, I'm glad you mentioned that because that's a very current story. T-Mobile, 15 million customers from the last 2 years are affected, but T-Mobile did nothing wrong. This goes all to Experian. When somebody applied to T-Mobile, T-Mobile would do a credit check on you through Experian. Experian kept this information. Experian should have gotten rid of this information.
See, now the original thing... The reason thing I heard was it was T-Mobile line, but these are applications to use T-Mobile services, and they go to Experian for credit checks. That's what this is.
Yep, Experian kept the information. They shouldn't have kept it. They didn't use a good encryption program. It got broken. So what they're offering is, we will give you 2 years of free credit monitoring through Protect My ID. Well,
Baloney.
Protect My ID is Experian. So the same guy that lost you your information is going to help protect you. But this is really serious because there was social security numbers, personal information. People are much better off putting a credit freeze on their credit report, which will lock it up, so even if someone has that information, they can't get at it.
So TRW is not vulnerable. What's the other one? I never remember the third one.
It's Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion.
Equifax, that's it. So don't worry if you have Equifax, or there isn't a problem at Equifax or at TRW like there is at Experian. Okay, got it. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out his scamaside.com website. As he explained a few minutes ago, look out for some of the scams associated with these credit cards. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.